Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're still listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio. We're so glad that you're still tuning in. You're listening to the last segment of this great show that we have. Again, my name is Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Bringing you the best guests and the most interesting topics in the mental health wellness field for the Imperial Valley since
It has to be before my daughter was born, so 2004.
So we got like the 7-year itch going on.
Yeah,
here, huh?
Something like that.
Welcome back.
It's 2003.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't start in 2003.
Growing old together.
I did.
Us in the community. There we go. And Mario, our executive producer. Welcome back. We're joined by Mariana Corona. She's a licensed clinical social worker, research associate for Children's and Family Futures, which is a gig with a non-governmental agency organization that works with county agencies to design successful collaborative-based treatment for families who get into legal trouble with substance use and get their children removed. Más o menos. Welcome back, Mariana.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. How's this been?
Very good, thanks. It's been really enjoyable.
When we send you the link to the podcast, you're going to forward that to all your people in Mexicali,
well,
right?
Well, she needs to, yeah, for her family in Mexicali.
Of course, so they can hear me. And I can hear myself, my voice on radio.
Yeah, been there, done that.
You're used to it.
Actually, no.
No. It's torture. It's like a trip to the dentist.
Yes, I it's me. I think I'm going to switch it to another state, not just
we get enough of each other in our heads every day, right? So welcome back. Hey, let's talk, you know, one of the things with you know, alcohol treatment in general, but in particular when people are in distress with all the chaos that having their children taken away or having even having Department of Social Services engaged without having their children taken away, it's really hard to get people to commit to a fairly difficult pathway of alcohol and drug recovery, particularly when you're talking about trauma, you're talking about multi-generational patterns, you're talking about economics that drug dealing may help protect you against. You got all this stuff up against you. How do you get families in the door and get them to stick?
Right. When we talk about how to engage families and how, again, to retain them in services, one of the things that's important to recognize is that denial and resistance are very common in early treatment and recovery, very common. So we have to be prepared that that may be the way people are going to present.
So if you didn't get any, you'd get suspicious.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Exactly. So with that in mind, how can you begin working with these families? And one of the interventions that many of the successful organizations has implemented has been motivational interviewing, really looking at how to start moving clients towards change and towards them being ready for change.
So we Scott is so
here.
Is
that like
that was
is that when you get a cheerleader and they just say, hey, come on, you can do it? That's not really what motivational
not
interviewing
really.
Is.
Not really. So motivational interviewing has three of the elements that they use, which is really it's a collaboration between the therapist and the client. You're really trying to evoke or draw out what is the client's idea about change. So you're really looking at, is this person really committing to a change now? Are they thinking about changing?
Kind of like the stages of change.
Yeah, really looking at the stages of change and where are they as they enter treatment. And what you can imagine is that many of these people are now being required to enter treatment.
Yes.
So when you're required, mandated to a service, you may not really be in the stage of change where you're ready to actively engage in
and
treatment.
That's most of a lot of the people that come into alcohol and drug treatment.
Yeah.
The words false compliance spring to mind.
Yeah.
So you're really looking at how can you begin to work with a client to really move them towards being ready for this change.
Well, and this change might be a big deal, right?
Yes.
And the people coming into this change, I mean, again, going kind of back to our community, you've had somebody who was not raised in kind of a healthy, supportive environment, perhaps, right?
Right.
It's pretty common. You had somebody who probably wasn't very successful or engaged or had their self-esteem fed through the educational system because without a successful house, it's really hard to do that sometimes. And so you had this person who's kind of got this failure to thrive theme going through their life, and it's led them to trauma, and it's led them to drug use, and now another authoritarian agency has stepped in. They take the kids away.
Right.
You know, how could this person not be discouraged? And now they're facing Mount Recovery.
Right, exactly.
And you know, and you're saying, come on, climb. And, you know, I could see where some motivation might be in order.
Right. And with that in mind, not only is it, you know, the professional's job to really work with the client to pull out that motivation, but then more at the system level, how can you involve this client in really looking at what a service plan would look like for them? You're talking, just like you described that person, overwhelmed perhaps by the removal of the children, already using substances perhaps to cope with those feelings of trauma or stress, whatever that might be. How can you involve them in the service plan so that the service plan is something that's achievable? The last thing a person needs is, you know, on top of now you are mandated to enter substance abuse treatment, is a list of services that they also need to complete.
With no additional resources
exactly.
or support to get the list done.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So involving families in the designing of their service plans is often very helpful. And what we realize is that you're then looking at, okay, substance abuse treatment is a requirement. Perhaps the child receiving individual therapy is a requirement. But then you might hear from the parents more of a focus on the support services we were talking about earlier. Yes, I need substance abuse treatment, but I also need stable housing. I also need to access transportation regularly. I also need to get my child in for immunizations. So that conversation with the family allows you to meet more of the immediate needs of the family, which is also, you know, a good process for engagement.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.